We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Al Dvar Asher Lo Kidmu Etchem Balechem Uvamayim, that when we passed near Ammon and Moabite territory, they made a boycott. They wouldn't give us bread or water. Rav Simon Meshem Rabbi Elazar. Rav Simon quotes Rabbi Elazar. V'chitzachin ayu lehem Yisrael. What do we need them for? Why does the Pasuk hold it against the Ammonites and Moabites for not giving us bread or water? What do we need their bread and water? V'alochol otan 40 shana shayu Yisrael b'midbar haya aman yored lehem v'abeer ola v'aslav matzu lehem. For 40 years we're in the desert, we have our own bread. We have a delivery every morning, better than angels. Man comes down from heaven. We have water, better than Evian. We have God's well. We have birds, we have slav, some kind of fish bird that has wings, this fat bird. 40 years, we have the best veal and the best man, the best bread, the best water, the best meat. We have the cloud surrounding us, we have the pillar of cloud leading the way. What do we need them for? Why does the Torah say they wouldn't give you bread or water, so don't marry into them? Don't accept them as, even though they convert to Judaism, don't marry into them. Yes, sir.
Veal?
This is just an example of good meat. Whatever, if you like lamb chops, fine.
Slavs are partridges or... No, they're not quail. They're like a grouse, or partridge type of bird.
So there are different midrashim as to what the slav was. Seems like it's a fat fish or a fat bird that flies low over the sea. That's what one medrash says. Okay, so you're saying it's that type of bird. I don't know. But what was the claim against Ammon and Moab? What's the normal behavior? Someone's coming, he's traveling. You offer them some food. Guys, there are wafers up here. Oh, you offer them a drink. That's the way your normal person behaves. So what does God say? How am I going to pay them back if they didn't offer you food or drink? We don't let them marry into the Jewish people. Let's understand from here, fortiori, simple logic. If these people, the Ammonites and Moabites, they didn't do kindness with who? With someone who didn't need it. We didn't really need their kindness. God says, but they made a boycott against you. They were unkind, even though you didn't need it. But they withheld the trait of kindness. So how does God pay them back? God doesn't give them shiduchim. God says, Ammonites and Moabites, if they become gerim, we don't marry them. How much more so if someone doesn't do kindness with someone who really needs kindness, that God's going to pay him back like that. Here, the Ammonites and Moabites boycotted us, and we didn't really need their bread and water. But God said, that's inhumane. You see people traveling through the desert, and you say, well, boycott them. What, we didn't do them any harm. We weren't going to do them any harm. And yet, they boycotted us. God said, no shiduchim with them. You don't marry into them. Even though you didn't need it. How much more so would God be upset with someone who doesn't offer bread or water or help to someone who does need it? And I want to add this point. You guys are going to have daughters. So, Bezrat Hashem, teach your daughters this point. Sometimes a guy comes from a distance to a date. And girls don't know the secret. So don't expect it from your future wives. Don't expect it when you date. But teach it to your daughters. That it's nice to send the guy off if he's traveling back a long way. Send him with a bag of cookies. Send him with a drink. Yeah, he's going to take you out to a restaurant and pay $150 for the meal. If you're in America. here in Israel, I once said a joke to a friend of mine. All my dates put together cost like one date of his. When you factor in the car fare and the restaurant fare and all the traveling back and forth. But to here we don't spend that. We don't go out on restaurant dates here in Israel until it's like really serious. But in the States where you usually go out to a restaurant, even there, the guy traveled to pick up a girl. Der Herod says, if he's going to travel back, send him back with something to eat, send him back something to drink. Theoretically the guy can afford it. If he took you out on a date, he can afford it. But this is the trait that we should be looking for. I don't know why today girls don't know this. But I'll tell you guys, sometimes you come to a date and the girl traveled from Beersheva or Rosh Ayin or I don't care where, she came from a distance to come here for a date. Don't go asking her, what do you want? Come to the date with a bottle of water and something to eat. She just came from a distance. That's this trait. Hashem demands of us to care for someone else's basic needs, food, water. And we'll add a point for you guys when you get married. People come to your house, Bezat Hashem, for a Shabbos meal. If they're going to leave, if you can, send them back with something. Afterwards, the rest of their Shabbos is going to look different. It's totally different when you offer someone something in your home and you give them something to walk away with. And you guys know that now. Think of your Shabbos at the Machon. If all you have is the meal at your host, it's one thing. If when you leave you have something that carries you after the meal, it's totally different. That's what the Torah wants of us. To approach someone with bread and water, approach them with their needs.